Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the special edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Smith, coming at you as I love to do Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Got a few things that I wanted to get off my chest before I finish out my day. And obviously, we're going to start with the president because certain things are just disgusting. And we're going to maintain a level of consistency here because if you remember a few months ago when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, when he was gunned down while speaking in Utah a few months ago in broad daylight, you know, so many people were in an uproar because you had people who were supporters of his and then you had others who were not. And they didn't want any sympathy thrown in his direction whatsoever. I said, to hell with that. I don't care. I didn't know anything that he has had to say. I never researched it, never looked into it. I did not care. What I cared about was that a human being was gunned down in broad daylight for the world to see. What I'm about to bring up is not exactly what happened because we didn't see it. But nevertheless, we learned that noted movie director and comedy star Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer, were killed. They were murdered. They were stabbed to death. And we also learned in the aftermath of their murder that their 32-year-old son, Nick Reiner, was arrested Sunday night at 9:15 p.m., booked on suspicion of murdering his parents, on Monday at 5:04 a.m., according to the LAPD online records. His bail has been set at $4 million. Now, what would something like this have to do with the president of the United States, who one would easily argue has an inordinate amount of more serious things to address? Not to say that murder is not serious or anything like that, but the point is that Rob Reiner and his wife, who are now deceased, the president choosing to comment on their passing in a disrespectful, acerbic, and a disgusting manner is beneath the office of the presidency. It's just that simple. And why would I bring that up? Because I want you to read and listen to, if you can't see, what the president of the United States took the liberty to post on his Truth social platform. Listen to this. Take a look at this. Quote, a very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness, and with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before. May Rob and Michelle rest in peace. You see, it's stuff like this that's going to end up costing the GOP. And I want to state that it's not because of them, because plenty of them have come out and spoken out against the president, which I'll get into in just a minute. But it's this disgusting rhetoric like this. There's no place for it. There's no place for it. Now, one has nothing to do with the other, and we get that, but violence is violence. And when Charlie Kirk got assassinated, people like myself and various others were like, yo, he got killed. Don't come to us with the rhetoric that you believe he was spewing online and when he was going to college campuses. And all of that's up for debate in terms of what he said, how offensive it was, and to whom, and all of that other stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about prioritizing a core level of decency where somebody gets killed, somebody gets murdered. That ain't the time to be sticking out your chest and basically indicating that they brought it on themselves because of whatever, when there should never be any place for violence. And you would think that our commander-in-chief, the president of the United States of America would know this better than anybody. But evidently, this man does not. And this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, which pisses me off. Because guess what? I want a healthy debate about Trump in terms of, are the tariffs working? Did he do the right thing with the border? How's the economy? Is inflation really ravaging us? Are these commitments that he's gotten, these pledges of trillions of dollars that are supposed to be coming into the United States of America, is that real? And is that going to trim our deficit down from $38.4 trillion to whatever number you hope to get it down to? What about the Affordable Care Act and the subsidies that were implemented, particularly since COVID? How's that going to be addressed? What about that shutdown that took place? What about 42 million people on SNAP? And some of them still don't have their SNAP programs in place for them. How about the fact that a resolution wasn't reached in terms of the Affordable Care Act subsidies and whether or not they're going to be extended for a year or 3 years or not at all? How are the American people going to survive off of the high elevated level of prices that are going to come courtesy of the premiums? That's what I would like to be discussing. That's what I would like to be debating. So when the president talks about how great he is and all these things that he has done, I'd like to focus on that. And where he's right, I'd like to give him credit for it. And where he's wrong, I'd like to say he's wrong based on the facts. But it's stuff like this where all of that gets shoved aside because the classlessness, the juvenile tendencies, the lack of statesmanship, the trifling-ass tendencies that he exercises and puts on display time and time again, knows no limits. Knows no limits. Rob Reiner and his wife just got murdered less than 24 hours at the time of this taping. Their son has been arrested for murdering them. You're hearing gross details about how they were murdered. And all you hear about is stab wounds, but if you really, really look into it, it was far more malicious than even that. And the president is blaming Trump derangement syndrome. In other words, somebody, they were so nasty towards him, that's why it happened. This is the kind of stuff that's going to get GOP folks out of office. And why am I bringing that up? Because guess what? Even though you speak out against him in terms of how inappropriate his verbiage is and how disgusting and vile it is and inexcusable for anybody, but especially a man in his position, the other side to it is that you're going to speak up in arms in defense of him and march lockstep with him under most circumstances, going along with what he says, going along with how he wants you to vote. But most importantly, a lot of times shoving aside the rhetoric because you're saying that's just Trump being Trump. And then you're going to wonder why your ass is going to get booted out of office. This is the kind of stuff that we're talking about here. Yet in fairness to those members of the GOP that I just brought up, it is important to point out some of these tweets that have been put out. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Tweets, Rob Reiner and his wife were tragically killed at the hands of their own son, who reportedly had drug addiction and other issues, and their remaining children are left in serious mourning and heartbreak. This is a family tragedy, not about politics or political enemies. Many families deal with a family member with drug addiction and mental health issues. It's incredibly difficult and should be met with empathy, especially when it ends in murder. She wasn't the only one. Representative Thomas Massie, who's been a critic of Trump in the past, and Trump has basically spoken out against him as well. Regardless of how you felt about Rob Reiner, this is inappropriate and disrespectful discourse about a man who was just brutally murdered. I guess my elected GOP colleagues, the VP and White House staff, will just ignore it because they're afraid. I challenge anyone to defend it. Robert Massie, representative, because he's speaking about the character of Trump. Here's Mike Lawler, another one. This statement is wrong. Regardless of one's political views, no one should be subjected to violence, let alone at the hands of their own son. It's a horrible tragedy that should engender sympathy and compassion from everyone in our country, period. Piers Morgan, this is a dreadful thing to say about a man who just got murdered by his troubled son. Delete it, Mr. President. Delete it. He's absolutely right. At some point in time, Mr. President, do you have any shame whatsoever Evidently not. Ted Cruz, I am deeply saddened by the horrific murder of Rob Reiner and his wife. He was one of the most talented movie makers to have ever lived. From Spinal Tap to When Harry Met Sally, from A Few Good Men to my favorite movie of all time, The Princess Bride, we are weeping the loss of a comedic and storytelling master. His movies touched us deeply and spoke to our fundamental humanity. Rob Reiner was one of a kind, and he will be missed. The tragic circumstances of his murder make it all the more horrible. Heidi and I are praying for his family. Rest in peace. Somebody's got to stand up to the president and say, you're not being presidential. You're coming across like a trifling ass. You don't say stuff like this. You don't do stuff like this. He said the same thing about the people who acted the same way about Charlie Kirk. We're saying it now. And I know Rob Reiner was on the record saying that we're in danger of becoming an autocracy because the Republicans are always going to side with Trump. And if he gets his way, you know what? The media is going to be compromised. We're going to be an autocratic state. And I understand that he was a hardcore Democrat and what have you. The man just got murdered. Just got murdered. What kind of representative are you for the state of this country to be speaking like that when he just got murdered? This is some shameful stuff. And this is exactly why the Democrats need to be quiet. Be quiet. You know why? Because he's digging himself his own proverbial grave. I'm talking about the president. Because at some point in time, remember, the popularity has been dipping. No matter how great he says America is, Americans ain't feeling that way right now. Negotiations are still ongoing. The Senate nor the House could pass stuff regarding Affordable Care Act subsidies. Healthcare is about to skyrocket with cost over the next month. January 31st is the deadline. People are paying attention to that. People are paying attention to what's going on. They're seeing ICE in the streets of America and the manner in which folks are being treated. They're remembering how you're planning on sending ICE officials to the Super Bowl just because Bad Bunny is scheduled to perform there. This level of chaos is what's turned folks off in 2020, knowing that there were some things about the Democrats and their policies that they didn't like, but they said, to hell with that. We'd rather deal with that than the nonsense you're going to subject us to. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. Every time you try to sit there and be fair and just say, hey, okay, let's look at his policies, let's look at his policies and judge accordingly, he goes out and he does something like this. It's inexcusable. And the Democrats, don't fall for it. Don't get caught up in trying to be like him. Gavin Newsom, don't do it. Nobody does do it. Let him be him. Because if he continues to act this way and there doesn't appear to be an adult in the room, all people are going to do is make sure that the Dems win the midterms. And then after that, bide their time until 2028, where he ain't going to be able to circumvent the 22nd Amendment and run for a third term. And that's going to be that. And then whether it's somebody on the left or somebody like Marco Rubio on the right, you're going to have an adult in the room. And it's kind of nonsense from our commander in chief. It's not something we have to concern ourselves with. This is just trifling. Yes, the president should be ashamed of himself. But we know one of two things. Either he's not, or he'll never admit it. And that's the damn shame. Before I get on out of here, let me go to my man Kevin Frazier for Entertainment Tonight. Obviously, my partner right here on Straight Shooter Media. Does his day job, he's covering stuff like this. The murder of Rob Reiner and his wife. Kevin Frazier has been there covering the story. Kevin, welcome to the show. How shocked are you by all of this? I'm not talking about the president and his rhetoric, because I know nothing about that surprises you. But I'm talking about the details of what transpired with this murder. Can you give it to us, please?
This is the beloved Hollywood icon. This is shocked not only just the community where he lived, but the entire Hollywood ecosystem. Rob Reiner was beloved. He's a legend. He has created so many different iconic movies and TV roles and He has directed and produced things that are part of the lexicon of this country. And so it is so hard now when you see this happening that you have to pause for a second and say, this is a life that was stolen from us way, way too soon.
So, Kev, could you do me a favor and give us specifics about what you're hearing about how exactly the murder went down, the details of the murder? What can you tell us?
Well, what we're hearing right now is that there was an argument between Rob and his son Nick at Conan O'Brien's holiday party, and that argument was loud and many people saw it. That was the night before the murders. Then there was a call made around 3:30 on Sunday that there was a medical emergency at his house. When police and fire department arrived, they found the bodies of Rob and his wife, Michelle, inside their home. We now know that they have been stabbed. There are some people reporting that their throats have been slashed. And later on, around 9:30 in the evening on Sunday night, their son Nick was arrested. Nick is now in the custody of the sheriff's department in Los Angeles. He is being held without bail. And it was first reported that there was friction between the two and that Nick may have been involved. Now it looks like Nick was definitely the perpetrator of his parents' murder.
Wow. They said he was on $4 million bond, according to the news reports. You're saying that there is no bond. There is no bond anymore.
He's
being held without bond.
There is no bond, won't be a bond. And I think that in this situation where you have a kid who had such a contentious relationship that's been well documented with his father, that it is sad to see it end this way. He has multiple stints in rehab, more than 12. He has been homeless at times as he's fought with his parents, and they have tried to, push out a little tough love on him. And now it ends in tragedy.
So he kills both of his parents and he's being held without bond right now. What kind of problems did he have? Was it alcohol? Was it cocaine?
Drug-related.
What were those specifics?
Drug-related problems. And Rob and Nick made a movie called About Charlie in 2016. And it was about a actor turned politician whose son had deep drug addiction problems. And it was kind of semi-autobiographical about Nick and Rob and what they went through. And Rob said that directing that movie, he had to, in many instances, defer to his son Nick, who wrote the movie, because he lived this life and went through it. And during the press push for that movie, they were talking about their relationship. And one of the things Nick said is he said he never bonded with his dad. He felt that his older brother had a much better relationship, that he never had a chance to really bond with him. Because of that, it had caused this friction, and now he had drug addiction and been homeless, and there had been other issues in their life.
Any reaction from the other children of Rob, Rina, and Michelle?
His sister was the one who discovered the bodies. You can imagine right now they're devastated. You have to understand the space that the Reiner family occupies in Hollywood. Besides being legends, they constantly had parties at their house. They always had an open door policy. Rob Reiner was a little league baseball coach. He was just that guy who, he grew up in Hollywood. He was, his dad, Carl Reiner, was a famous comedian. And you also have to remember this, that at some point, something he did has touched all of us, whether you go all the way back to All in the Family, where he was the meathead son-in-law, or whether it was the great movies he made. And just don't think about romantic comedies like When Harry Met Sally or Prince's Bride or other movies like that. Think about Ghosts of Mississippi, a movie that meant so much to so many people like you and I. That chronicled the death of Medgar Evers and the other folks that passed away during that time in Mississippi. And Whoopi Goldberg was so great in that movie. So he was a great director and he was a great actor, but he was also a good man.
Last question, considering all that you just said about him and his greatness or whatever, everybody's what's circulating right now is, and I started the show talking about this, President Trump's comments about the passing of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. Any reaction from Hollywood? What thoughts are about the president of the United States coming out and saying what he said about their passing, which was pretty disgusting, to say the least.
There was a large press presence at his house. And as you know, at those kind of things, everyone is talking. And it was a buzz about those comments. And for the most part, people were disgusted because you are standing outside of a house and not only the neighborhood, but the community. And I think so many people around the world are in mourning. But I also want to kind of go back to something you said. If you remember when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, the first thing you said is, there's no joy in this moment, whether you agreed or disagreed with the man politically. And Rob Reiner was very active politically. He was a person who had a lot of problems with Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. He just died in the most tragic of manners. Think about those moments in his house, those moments before he and his wife were killed. When you are stabbed, it is a crime of passion. And so I think about those moments and what went down, and there is no reason to comment at all, besides talking about what a great man, director, actor, Hollywood legend he is. We have to let the moment happen. He hasn't been laid to rest. Those bodies were just removed from that house just hours ago. You don't comment with comments like that that are politically based.
Kevin Frazier, appreciate you, my man. Thank you so much, man. Take care of yourself. We'll talk soon.
Yes.
One only Kevin Frazier for Entertainment Tonight right here with Stephen A. Straight Shooter with Stephen A, which, by the way, he's a part owner of, by the way. Let me get on out of here for the day. I just want to give a lasting message to the Democratic Party. You have an opportunity. This is not to be politicized. Please don't get me wrong. But it's to make the point that you don't have to sink to the president's level. Let him do that all on its own. Because eventually, America is about more than that. And you don't want to hear that. You don't want to be associated with something like that. You certainly don't want to have the leader of this country and the leader of the free world spewing such verbiage like that. It does none of us any good. It's disgusting. It's shameful. And it's unbecoming of the presidency of the United States of America. It's a damn shame. Stick to the issues. And let him implode. Because evidently he will. And if the party doesn't speak out against it, and a lot of people did, but if the party doesn't speak out and rein him in, the GOP is ripe to be had. Remember, I said that. That's it for this edition, the special edition of the Straight Shooter with Stephen A. I'll holler at y'all on Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. Rob Reiner, Michelle Singer Reiner. Rest in peace. God bless. Talk to y'all Wednesday night. Peace and love.